Are you ready?
I sound a bit naked. Well, I've got really bad allergies.
Oh, allergies.
Cut the grass.
You've missed us, and we don't blame you. Back by popular demand. I don't know how you define popular or demand, but we're here. Back in your ears is a healthy obsession. And this is the longest intro I've ever done.
I want to say that was probably the most professional intro you've ever done.
Was it all right?
Yeah, it was quite good.
I've gone away and come back better.
the time off has done you well, mate.
That's what happens.
Or is it because you're drinking a ghost sour patch
energy drink? Oh. With, what was I saying? Neurofactor coffee.
What is that?
I'm going to die.
That's a heart attack in a can.
It's got an ingredient called Astragin, which maybe why I like it.
Yeah, because it's got gin in it. It looks like a can of sugar.
It is.
It's just a lot of sugar, isn't it?
And I'm feeling a little bit better right now, so let's see how I feel in an hour when we finish the show.
Well, your intro was fantastic.
I'm going to peak and crash.
You absolutely nailed the intro, nailed so it. That's a good start.
Do you think, I'm speaking to the listener, have you missed us?
Wait, have you missed doing the podcast? I know you have, because you said it yesterday. You inadvertently said that you missed me yesterday.
Did I?
Yeah.
No.
Said, oh, we haven't spoke for ages.
Well, I should turn my phone off.
Yeah, I'm a professional.
Yeah, well, been a while.
So, yeah, same as it ever was.
I didn't tell you I missed you.
No, you said, I feel like I haven't talked to you for ages.
That doesn't mean you've missed someone, does it?
I'd say that's like saying you've missed someone.
No, definitely not.
I missed you.
Yeah, you did.
I definitely did.
How's you've been?
I missed doing the podcast.
We've both been on the travel.
It's been a few weeks. We haven't done the podcast for 2 weeks or 3 weeks.
I think it's three. I think it was before you left.
I think we did the podcast the day before I left.
Yeah.
And it was shite.
And then you left, then I left, then you left, then I left.
Yeah, and here we are. Yeah. And there we were, now here we are.
Yeah.
So the adventures of the A Healthy Obsession podcast... I think some people missed us, others didn't.
I had a few messages like, is the podcast done? Mm-hmm. Have you packed it in? Yep. Have you been cancelled?
I said yes to all of them.
Yeah.
Like, anyone that asked me, I just said yes.
Are you ever coming back?
I know. So people did miss us. People need A Healthy Obsession.
It's a soothing factor in people's lives.
All right, we're not, it's not a jazz station.
Soothing factor.
Soothing factor. It's not a bath.
It's not, what do you call the stuff you put on after you got a sunburn?
Aloe vera.
Aloe vera. We're the aloe vera of your life. For the soul.
It's aloe vera in your ears.
Oh, that would be awful. Aloe vera in your ears.
I think that's probably like a torture method in Guantanamo.
It's quite gungy.
It is quite gungy. Imagine it just seeping into your brain.
Gungy's a weird word.
I've not said gungy in a long time.
It's
not a word, is it?
Gunge.
Gunge is a word, but I don't know if gungy is a word.
Wait, it's now. It's the verb of gunge.
Sounds like a Japanese word.
Yeah, gungy.
Yeah, gungy. lots of aloe vera in your ears. I don't think anyone feels like that. Would you feel more aggravated sometimes listening to this?
How many people have already turned this off?
You've already turned it off.
Oh, God.
And also, yeah, just leave aggravated, because it's you talking nonsense about Tottenham and me talking nonsense about everything else.
Well, you'll see I've given up on Tottenham. So
have you? Fully?
Fully.
Not fully.
Nah.
Can never fully.
No. Then we'll come to football. We'll come back to football.
Yeah, let's come back to football.
Don't go there this early. I'm in a good mood.
So where have you been?
I'm on a ghost high.
Explain to everyone where you've been for the last 3 weeks.
I've just been travelling around inside the States.
Well, tell us where.
Little weekend up in Vegas. It's all football related. So I've been working up in Vegas.
Right. Well, this is a football podcast,
Well, yeah. Been up in Vegas, and I've been in Salt Lake City, Utah.
How was
this
that?
This weekend. Bloody cold.
Looked cold.
It felt like English Sunday League weather. So I coached one of my groups of games, and it was sideways freezing rain. And
what does that mean?
I'm typically quite a grumpy person anyway.
You don't say.
But I'll tell you what, I was a grump.
Why does it make you so grumpy?
You stood in sideways freezing rain.
Oh yeah, standing there it's no good.
For like
thought like 3 or 4 hours.
But your children were running around in it.
Yeah, well, that's fine for them. I wasn't running around, was I?
And they have to pay for the privilege. Oh, you get paid to do it. They have to pay to do that.
And me just telling them, you're not that cold.
Yeah, it's not that cold.
My goalkeeper took a goal kick with her arms folded, and it was like,
that's brilliant.
It summed it up.
Like, did you shout at her?
No, I was just like, oh, fair enough. It is freezing.
A goal kick with your arms. It's worse for the keeper, because the keeper stood about the place.
This is the worst. You didn't have a lot to do with
it. It's all right if you're in centre mid and bombing around, right? And keeping warm.
The keeper? Awful.
Do you at least like to wear a snood?
So, no, snoods aren't allowed. One of our kids tried to wear a snood, and the referee very validly pointed out that someone could just grab it and it would chop your head off.
Well, they got banned, and I think Balotelli was the one that's got them banned.
Because you could just get snooded. You
grabbed someone and pulled them over.
So I was up there, so I've been around a little bit, but back now for a couple of weeks, and I'm going to Florida.
Ooh, a bit warmer.
Warmer temperatures.
Where are you going to Florida?
I actually don't know. I think it's Tampa.
I went to Utah once. I've only been up there once.
Really? Salt Lake is a beautiful city. The mountains are incredible.
Went to Orem.
Orem. I think that is basically Salt Lake.
It's just outside, just south of Salt Lake. Suburb.
It's the Glendale of Phoenix. No. The Glendale of Salt Lake.
I think it's one of the Mesa of Phoenix.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a lot of Mormons.
Oh, yeah, fair enough.
Mm.
Yeah, demographically, you're on.
Yeah. It's a nice place, though. I heard Park City's where it's at in Utah.
It's ski city, isn't it?
Yeah.
So I've not been up there.
Nor have I.
No.
Skiing's too posh for me.
You must have been to St. George in southern Utah.
I've never been.
No?
Nope.
Mm.
Why do you say I must have been?
I don't know, it just seems closer to Arizona.
Why does that mean I have to have been?
Maybe you'd have passed through it, I don't know.
I haven't been to half of the place in Arizona yet.
We should go on a tour.
No.
Arizona tour, me and you.
No.
We can go to...
I've thought about it, I don't fancy it.
What's the mining town in southern Arizona?
There's lots. There's about 400. It was a mining state, isn't it?
There's one that looks pretty cool, isn't it? Douglas. Anyway.
Baghdad?
No. That's north.
Is it? No, that's east.
Whatever.
No, it's north. You're right, sorry. It's northeast. Northwest.
Yeah.
Like towards Vegas, if you're going to Vegas.
There you go. Anyway.
That's a back mining town as well. I do want to go up to, is it Havasu Pie?
Oh, the waterfall.
Yeah, is that Arizona?
I think you have to walk to it, though. You have to get a permit.
Permit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do fancy that though. I think that looks pretty cool.
A little hike trip.
Let's do it. Or get a boat. What's the lake up there by Havasu?
Lake Havasu.
No, that's the other side of the state. It's like up the northeast somewhere.
Lake Powell.
Maybe Lake Powell.
Don't know.
I'll get a boat and go through there.
This is terrible. Nobody wants to listen to this.
Shit, isn't it? Arizona tourism.
Delete this bit.
All right, Florida. Where are you going?
I think Tampa. But Tampa. You've been traveling around as well.
Yeah.
So you went back.
I did
for the greatest week of your
it was amazing
life.
Yeah, it was I went back to England to watch Manchester United in all their glory.
So you saw them play on a Thursday night. I'd like to point out, on a Thursday night, not Tuesday or Wednesday. It was a Thursday, which means you're in the what, Europa,
still,
Europa something,
still beat Barcelona.
Yes, you played Barcelona,
still beat Barcelona
in the B Cup. Unbelievable though, by the way.
Didn't feel like the B Cup.
I bet it didn't.
Felt like a big night.
Proper big night. Was it round of 32?
So round 32.
64 teams still.
I don't even know what it was. They said a Europa playoff game. So what? What's this all about?
Mad.
Yeah, but it felt like a big European night. Obviously Barcelona, a massive club, and they went 1-0 up, so that in itself, it was a little strange going back to Manchester, because it hadn't been for a long time.
Was it nice?
Yeah, it was all right.
It was probably pretty cool. The atmosphere around the town must have been great. The
atmosphere around town was really good. Went into Manchester before the game, so that was exciting. But we weren't there for long. We literally trained up from London, dropped the bags at the hotel, and went into the pubs, which was exciting because the pubs are great on match day. Over to Manchester United, which it was kind of a surreal moment, because I went into Manchester United at 3 o'clock on the game in the afternoon to meet with Manchester United about the convention.
Oh, no, you didn't.
Yeah.
That is weird.
It was surreal.
So yeah, you met with United about United, Con.
As like a boyhood Manchester United fan. Yep. So the lads were waiting in the pub for me, which is called the Bishop's Blaze, which is on the corner of Old Trafford.
Brilliant.
So I dropped them off there and I walked down to the ground, down Busby Way. So I'm waiting outside in front of the statue, and this guy comes down from the marketing department and pulls me in for this meeting.
Yeah.
Which I was a little unprepared for, and I'd had about three drinks, right? So it's got a little buzz going. I was thinking, I'm just going to shake this guy's hand. He pulls me into like a little boardroom and with the team and
proper conversation.
Yeah, so it went really well though. So that was like a nice little boyhood dream moment for me, walking into the club. It was enjoyable.
Getting pulled in to do United Con,
Manchester United Convention, which is in July.
That's sunny Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yeah, no, we're going to be tying it in with a match, and now the club are involved, so it's exciting. Yeah, it's really good. It's kind of taking off now. So
by the way, me and Adam haven't talked about any of his trip. This is all news. To me,
it's news for Tom.
That's great, mate. Good for you.
Yeah, it's exciting. So then went back to the pub, a bit of a sing song at the Bishops, and then into Old Trafford, which is a shithole of a ground as far as it needs renovating. It's great because of the history of it, you know, but yeah, it's falling apart a bit. We ended up on the Stretford end, and I sat next to 5 Barcelona fans.
What were they doing there?
Yeah, and they were pretending to be United fans. Sure. Of course they were, right? You're not going to sit there. Anyone that doesn't know, the Stretford end is like where proper Man United fans sit. Every team has a diehard end. It's like that's where the United fans sit. So these Barcelona lads are sat next to me, and they're sort of trying to chant along with like different songs, United things, so they like fit in. But they're obviously having a bit of a piss take, right? And one of the lads in the row behind pulls him up on it, and it got a little tasty, nice. You know. But he had 2 kids with him that were probably like sort of 11 and 12, and he started looking a little nervous. So they bombed it at half time. They got out
the
of
Barca's
there.
Left.
Yeah, they got out of there at half time. Barca won it up at half time though, so they got out of there at like. Yeah. And I thought, the little fuckers, and of course United won the game 2-1. So back on the train down to London the next morning. Met friend of the show, Dean McGeady, and his entourage in London.
Trouble.
Yeah, London's actually all right.
Oh, hello.
Yeah,
That's on record now, you said that.
I know. I never had much love for Cockneys or London before, but it's actually okay.
I look at you now, little Cockney walk into the studio.
It's a nice place.
Really?
Got to meet Paul Scholes.
In London?
In London. He was staying at our hotel.
But where were you staying?
No, I'm not announcing that.
Clearly not the travel lodge.
No, it was half decent.
Yeah?
So coming out of the hotel on Saturday morning, Scholesy stumbles past steaming drunk.
Saturday morning?
It was lunchtime, 11, 12.
Scholesy on it, eh?
He was hammered. So we had one of his mates with him, and that's a great moment too, you know. He was a hero of mine growing up.
I saw the picture.
Mm.
He's quite short. He's shorter than I expected.
He's shorter than you.
Yeah. But way better at football.
Yeah, probably better looking as well.
Scholesy. Oh,
you're not having that?
Not having Skull,
come on.
He's not a good looking man, is he?
No. And he's definitely one of the lads, but he's very monotone as well.
Got no
as
work.
You can see by he's on telly.
I was going to say, he tried TV and that was a snooze fest.
He's still doing BT Sport. But
how?
It's like, it's very. But, I mean, that's a great moment. You know, he's a hero of mine growing up. So, yeah. So
who spotted him?
Dean McGeady.
Scholesy.
Yeah, just said he was walking past. He said, Scholesy. Turns around and he had a bit of time for us, you know, and had a chat away and a photo and that. So, it didn't seem like it was a pain in the arse, you know. Sometimes I hate that kind of shit when you see people, like, just leave him alone, you know.
Don't bother him.
People do it to me, and I'm like, just
people do it to you.
Like, hey, you're on the AHA podcast. What was it in Vegas? OHA podcast.
Yeah, the OHA.
The OHA podcast. Sake. Yeah, so that was sound. And then, of course, Sunday we went to Wembley.
Wembley.
Wembley's a shithole as well.
It's not a beautiful area.
It's a shit part of London.
Yep.
The stadium's a nightmare to get in and out of. You wouldn't know as a Spurs fan because you don't get in over there.
No, it was our home ground for 2 years, wasn't it?
That doesn't count.
Yeah.
It doesn't count.
But
I'm talking about going there for trophies.
It's a pain to get in and out of.
You know,
there's no pubs around it.
There's a few pubs, but they're designated, right, for the day. So it's like United pubs, Newcastle pubs, and to get in is a disaster.
Right.
And it made me really thankful for how organised and properly Americans do sporting or events in general. It was taken. I walked up like to get a burger, and it took this little old lady. He's got thousands of United fans steaming drunk, and it's just one little old lady in this bar flipping burgers. You've got 2 old geezers pulling pints, and I'm like, if this was America, there'd just be like 20 people. Yeah. Like, here's your burger. Give me 20 bucks. Like, it made me appreciate capitalism and commerce so much more.
Something you didn't appreciate before, eh?
Yeah, it's true. It made me very grateful for it. Like, get this shit together. It's fucking terrible. So yeah, the pubs, not great pubs around the ground. The train station's a bit of a disaster.
How outnumbered were United by Newcastle? Were they outnumbered?
No, but I'd say there's a difference in the culture, because Newcastle, I'd say if you're a Newcastle fan, for the most part, most of the fans there came down from Newcastle for the game, yeah. right? United fans came from all over the place, true. Me included. Like, yeah. I'm technically Phoenix. From Manchester. I came from America. Yeah. The lads I was with were Irish. They came from Dublin and Israel. Yeah, yeah. So United, I think, had a lot more sort of casual fans in London, whereas Newcastle, you could tell they were there for a holiday.
Yeah.
They were everywhere, and they wear those shirts, right? Yeah. Black and white shirts. You can see them from a fucking mile away. But honestly, the vibe was really friendly.
Nice.
It was not... I've been to games down there before, yeah. and it's a bit hostile.
Wasn't
you know?
Nasty.
No, it wasn't. It felt like, for them, like, hey, this is great. It's a bit of a holiday. And United were like, well, first final back in ages. Yeah. So, but yeah, getting into the ground, again, Americans are way more organised, because I forgot in England, they just shove you up to the turnstiles.
Go.
And I was like, you stood squished into getting the turnstile, and I was like, oh, fuck it, I haven't done this for a while. Oh, it was a bit on top. So into the ground, United, it was a bit of a non-event. I don't know if you watched the final.
I did watch it.
It was a bit of a non-event. Newcastle never showed up.
No.
Which I think they'll be really disappointed, obviously. But
they had a bit of a go at the beginning, but after you scored, it was done.
Yeah, and they had a sort of 10-minute spell at half-time, yeah. and excuse me, after the second start of the second half, but they weren't great, and I thought... Mm-hmm. Thought they would show a bit more, put some a bit more into it. United kind of cruised it.
They gave nothing to sing about, cheer about, was there?
No, not at all. So atmosphere was phenomenal. Like, just from both teams, it was really good. Obviously, both teams not been down there for a while, so that was exciting. Disaster getting out of the ground. It's like they trough you out of the ground, sort yep. of thing, or I don't know, it's not the right word, but like they do it in stages.
Segregated and.
Yeah, so anyone that's smart that's been there before, if you're listening, no. If you go into Wembley and you haven't been before, they push you down Wembley Way
right.
to push you towards the train station. Mm-hmm. Anyone that was smart or has been there before cuts left or right. It takes 15 minutes, but you walk around and you don't have sand. We were sandwiched in there. It's like traffic lights. All right, 10,000 people stop. Go. Oh, it was a disaster. I was going under.
Nah.
Yeah, going west.
Not having it.
No, not good. Yeah, but I got out there, watched the boxing in the bar.
Went down to Camden, didn't you?
That was Sunday night, yeah. Ooh. So ran into a load of Geordies down there. They were just having the time of their lives. Weirdest pub in Camden. It's called the Dublin Castle.
Yeah.
It's not a pub. It's like an indie place. But yeah, it was just a big, weird night. It was brilliant.
Lovely.
Then I'm back to America.
Back
on a flight, yes. Can't sleep on planes, man. I wish I could.
Really?
My uncle slept, I think on the way back, it was 10 hours. He slept for about 8-9 hours.
Oh, mate.
I had to wake him up when we were landing.
Shut up.
And that drove me crazy. God. I slept for about half an hour.
Oh, I don't sleep on flights very well. I find it hard.
No, it's not very easy for me. So he's fresh as a daisy and like loving life, and I'm sat there just minging, not slept properly for about 3 weeks. So yeah, it was quality, and it made me miss England a little bit. It's the first time I've been back to England where I felt like I had a holiday.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah. It's not that I don't like going and seeing my family, but when you go back, you sort of see your family. You're sitting, you know, you see the same stuff, and
you got to do new things.
Yeah, I got some new things with new people and go and do some football. It's good.
Opening up your mindset. You love London.
No, I don't love
Did you get one of them t-shirts?
Oh, I love London.
I love London.
Yeah, with a little
I heart London.
British taxi. You know what I do? I do, as on my notes, I think black cabs need to come to America.
Black cabs?
I love black cabs.
Mate, they're brilliant.
I didn't take an Uber anywhere.
No, black
cabs. I just want to get in one of these black cabs everywhere from now on.
Zing.
They're kind of spacious. It's like a bit of a unique experience.
But they have to know, like, they're not allowed to use maps, are they?
No.
They have to learn the map of London off by heart. I think it's mental.
I think that's bullshit. I saw the phone in the guy's lap.
Sneak.
But no, I have heard that they have to know all the back alleys. Yeah, so riding those things around, I would like to see more of that in America.
You want to go backwards?
Yeah, can we start a black cab company in Phoenix?
But it'd fail really fast.
Miserable.
Yeah.
But I'm just going to get an Uber.
So yeah, one taxi just waiting for everything to drive by.
I did find it interesting though, because they have a sticker on the back of the window of the cab that says download this app to book your taxi today.
Show up.
And pay through the app.
So, but they hate Ubers. Uber. They hate Uber.
Yeah, so you're talking about Uber then.
You want to round up a black cab driver, bring up a Lyft.
Yeah, I hate it.
Or cyclists.
It's good being in a city again, because it's quite overwhelming being around that many people.
Yeah.
I forgot what it's like. There's just people everywhere all the time.
I love that.
It is good, isn't it? You miss that in Phoenix.
I like the hustle and bustle, and you jump out into the street and people are moving straight away.
You don't get that in Phoenix, do you?
Because
it's usually too hot and everything's so spread out.
There's no flow of people here.
No. So I had a class.
I'm very happy that you had a good trip.
Thanks,
mate. But I'm also fuming because I had a bet on United and losing against Barca and losing against Newcastle. So you came back and the quadruple was still intact.
Yeah, quadruple was still intact. Right. But also, we had a little ticket on Man United, Celtic and Tommy Fury to win, so that came in on Sunday night. Ooh. So that was double trouble. And you know, I had another ticket, a bet on Manchester United, mm-hmm. Spurs to beat Chelsea, which they did, mm-hmm. and Barcelona to beat Almeria, who were third from bottom of the league.
Didn't they?
United win, Spurs win. I'm like, great.
Barca
done.
Got done.
Barca lost 1-0.
Yep.
They're fucking nine 9 points clear at the top, smashing everybody, and they lose this. I was already counting the money. I'm like, done. This is over.
You've already spent it.
Yep. So that was. Shit, I hate Barcelona so much.
Yeah,
just everything about them.
Don't even there.
You did see this at the weekend. I think it was Real Madrid had a load of fake money printed up with Barcelona's logo on it because there's got a load of corruption going on. They were throwing it in the Barcelona fan. Thought that was enjoyable.
Good banter.
Yeah. So no, it was good, and I'm glad you made a spite bet, and you deserve to lose your spite bet.
I did make a big spite bet.
You deserve to lose.
It is what it is.
Don't bet against your friends.
I always.
The rules are the rules.
But it's all gone downhill for United since you returned.
Has it?
Have they won a game since you got back?
Yes.
Have they?
Yes.
Oh, because you beat Nobody FC in the cup on Thursday.
Real Betis are a good team.
What did you beat them? 8-0.
Mate, we had 10 men against Southampton. what did you make of Casemiro? Let's talk about it. What did you make of Casemiro send up?
So United, since they've got back, you've played Europa League. You've drawn in the league twice, haven't you?
No.
What have you had?
We got smashed off Liverpool.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that one. 7-0. So since you got back, they've lost 7-0 at Liverpool, they've drawn 0-0 at Southampton.
Beat West Ham, though, you missed that one.
Didn't you get knocked out of the FA Cup?
No, beat West Ham in the Cup.
Oh, was that in the Cup?
Still in the Cup.
All right, so quadruple's definitely still not on.
Quadruple's on, but it's not treble on. Is.
It's on. Treble's
FA
on
FA Cup, League Cup and Europa, that could happen.
The shit treble.
Although Casemiro's banned for about 9 games.
4 games, but only domestic.
Yeah. So no, FA he got Cup. One European as well.
How's he won?
I don't know why. I was just reading it today. I forget why, but yeah. So they beat West Ham, but yes, you're right. They've not been great since I got back.
So you need to go back over.
I know. Do you know what? I do miss going to football.
Oh mate, I tell you this, like the build up to a football game in the crowd, a bit of and you can feel the atmosphere as it starts bubbling up. Like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
The roar of a crowd as the teams come out. I love that.
Might move back to England.
Doesn't exist, does it?
Jack graduates next year. I'll go live in England.
You're off.
Yeah.
You, little Camden town, little flat.
Fuck London.
No, you got. What do you fuck London? You love it.
It's too busy.
Too busy for you?
Yeah, it's a pain in the arse to get around.
Where are you going to go in England that's not busy?
Where are you from?
A little village town.
Knaresborough.
A little village.
I'd go to Knaresborough.
You'd stick out like a sore thumb.
Why is that?
I'm not going to go down there.
I just would, wouldn't I?
You would.
Big personality.
Yeah, that's it.
Just aka twat. So yeah, United. Let's talk about the Liverpool game quickly, which is probably a surprise that I want to talk about that. What happened there?
What a bizarre twist.
United should have been 1-0 up, 2-0 up at half time.
United played well in the first 40 minutes.
They were superb.
Liverpool were due something just going their way. They had a horrible, horrible run.
I think they had 8 shots on target and scored 7.
It's just so ironic that it's against game. United that he just absolutely goes the other way.
Who've been on really great form and just won a trophy.
I think you were a little bit on the back foot because you just won a trophy. Mm. You had a big Barcelona win. The lads definitely went out for a boozer at some point. I think you had West Ham midweek.
And then
you had Liverpool. I bet after the West Ham game, they had a couple of bevs. Playing Liverpool this weekend, they're shit. But then you go into Anfield.
I'd say this much as well, if I'm being honest. They were lucky against West Ham. If West Ham were decent, they would have beaten.
Could be.
Yeah, because they weren't good against West Ham either.
For sure.
So I think it was a bit of a hangover, really. But that's what you get when you're winning trophies. You get a hangover.
Oh, do you? Yeah. I wouldn't know about that.
No, you wouldn't, would you?
Spurs have been sober forever.
I know, Spurs have been sober. So, go on, sorry.
I thought it was just one of those games where everything fell on Liverpool's lap in the second half. I mean, everything the touch went the back of the net. But then they've gone on a shit run since as well. I mean, they've come off that and they've drawn and lost.
They lost to Bournemouth.
Mad.
Yeah, but they lost to Bournemouth and they've got Real Madrid. Who do they? They play Real Madrid in the Champions League tomorrow. Yeah. Well, no, so yeah, they've only played once since then. Bournemouth beat them 1-0, which is a terrible result. Bournemouth third bottom.
Yeah, and what, they're going away to Real Madrid and they're 4-1 down?
5-2.
5-2.
Yeah.
That could be pathetic.
So they've still got a lot of work to do.
Jeez.
They're still going to finish fourth ahead of Spurs.
No chance.
You don't think so?
Well, Spurs just won and they just lost, so we're still it's in our hands. Have faith in Conte, who has no faith in anything.
So we don't have to talk about it anymore in the second half because people are probably sick of it now. Mm-hmm. What did you think of Casemiro standing off on Sunday?
I thought it was a red card.
Did you?
Yeah, I do.
I do. I think because over the top of the ball, his studs are up. I think you can't get away with that these days.
It's two red cards, I think, in three games for him. And it's something I've read the stats. Like, he never got sent off for Real Madrid.
What, better than the red card, what did you make of the pathetic showing afterwards where even players from the other team were hugging him and consoling him?
Yeah, I think that's...
What's that about?
That's pathetic.
He should lose his rag. Storm off.
There should have been a bit of argy-bargy.
Like, it was like, oh, sorry, mate. He was like a puppy.
I don't know, like a puppy
that had pissed on the carpet. It was like, oh, it's all right. Don't worry. You are a bad dog, but it's okay.
A puppy that pissed on the carpet.
That's what it was like.
Speaking of
puppy pissing on carpets.
Yeah, before half time, I did find it very entertaining that Martin Dubravka got a winner's medal.
Did he get one?
He got a winner's medal.
Wasn't supposed to.
No, he did.
It's breaking the rules.
No, he got one because Man United, he played for United during the campaign. He did. He played for Man United and that's why he was cup tied.
So could we give him one?
No, he got one.
Come over here, mate. Yeah. Did he walk up and get it, or did you give it after?
He just got to give it
I'd
after.
I'd love it if he'd have walked up the back.
Yeah, it's sulking.
I'll take one, please.
All right, let's go half time. We'll be right back.
Sweet.
Yeah, that was second half of a healthy obsession.
So during the halftime show, I may have mentioned, and this isn't a paid ad, this is natural, organic.
Do you think anyone would pay you to be an ambassador for this shit?
Literal shit. I'm drinking Ghost, the new energy drink.
Is
Sour
new?
Patch Kids Blue Raspberry. And Adam, me and Jim were just chatting during the halftime, and he suddenly started looking over his shoulder because he heard a noise.
It sounded just like a door opening. It was like, it was like
a ghost. Like a ghost behind him.
How old are you that you're buying this? It's like 15 year olds.
It was, I'm trying to just, yeah, but what is it?
Trying to age down.
Yeah, you know, if you behave that way, maybe you'll be that way.
I think that's a drink's made for 15 year olds to get a sugar rush.
Yeah, it was just my stomach screaming.
Screaming in pain. Start doing drugs instead like a normal person. It was pretty.
Oh God! Did you hear
again,
that one?
It's pretty spooky, mate.
We might have to take a time out. I might have to go to the toilet.
The ghost has given you the spirits in you.
I'm a little bit sweaty now as well.
You're sweaty anyway.
Well, I'm sweatier.
I've got to say this: the show is brought to you by smallgoalsoccer.com.
That's a paid ad.
Yeah, that's a paid ad.
Is that paid? Who's getting paid for it?
I guess you. Me. Well, technically you as well.
Every now and then.
Yeah. Technically.
Little dividend.
Yeah, technically you're an ambassador for Small Goal Soccer.
An ambassador?
Yes.
All right.
Do you or do you not have a smallgoalsoccer.com email address?
Influencer.
Yeah, you're an influencer for Small Goal. I don't imagine you'd be an influencer for anything.
That's what you should do. You should have some SGS brand ambassadors.
No.
Or is that just employees?
I think that's just staff. That word is just something that people have used to
make up for a job.
Yeah, they made it up so people on Instagram can charge you money to say stuff about your brand. No, it's called fucking staff. Go out there and do your job.
Can I be a brand ambassador for you? Yes, you can work for me. Yes, salesman.
Yeah, are you talking about a job?
A salesperson.
Yeah, so go now and talk to people about your job and get people to sign up for shit. Yeah. Knobhead.
Go sell my product.
Are you excited about the Major League Soccer season starting? Crickets. That's not very nice. You're involved. You're in US soccer.
Well, no, I work within the scope of soccer in America.
Did you know that the season had started?
I didn't know it started. Actually, I watched games last week.
St. Louis City, 3-3.
I watched it last week. It was some good games.
Sold out ground.
But I'll tell you what, Major League Soccer is getting better and better every year.
Wayne Rooney's still involved.
How's he doing? Are they winning?
I don't know.
Where's he at? He's still DC?
DC United. He sacked off Ravel Morrison, though. That was interesting.
As he should.
Right before the season started.
Ravel Morrison shouldn't be playing anywhere.
He was so good when he was a kid.
Yeah, but when he was a kid.
He was a wrong young man.
And now he's in...
He was in Mexico for a while. I like that.
Oh, my God.
Imagine the stuff he was getting into in Mexico.
Just going anywhere that will take it.
Perfect.
Yeah.
I'd love that job. Journeyman footballer. That's what I would have done if I was good enough.
A journeyman footballer?
Yeah.
I would have been a lower league journeyman footballer.
Yeah, 700 clubs. No, but not in England. I want to go everywhere.
Oh.
Yeah, so I don't want to just be in like grotty England. I want to be everywhere.
Like over in Sweden for a bit, yeah. and you knock up in Austria.
Japanese third division. South Africa for a season.
Oh, South Africa.
That would be mint.
Go play for... Who was it in South Africa? The... I can't think of the name.
Kaiser Chiefs.
Kaiser Chiefs.
Yeah.
What a club.
And something Pirates. I can't remember the first name there.
No.
Oh, no, I'm thinking of... I don't know.
Go on, you're right.
No. It is... They're in South Africa somewhere, but I can't remember the first... The town that they're from.
There is Pirates.
Yeah. It's Pirates, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, you fancy going down there?
Where? South Africa?
Yeah.
Do you know what? I'm really into safari, like animals.
What do you mean you're really into it?
I'm really into it.
What does that mean? Have you ever been on a safari?
I've got a bunch of safari posters in my house. No.
What the fuck?
No, would you? I'd go on a safari, wouldn't you?
Yeah, but I think so. I'm not really into it.
Could you imagine? Really into it is definitely.
You went over the top there.
I've watched an Attenborough documentary on the Serengeti. So I'm well into it.
I know, and you would go to South Africa.
No, so
my dad said that's the best place he's ever been.
South Africa.
Yeah, he said it was amazing.
It's actually brilliant.
Yeah.
But
fancy it.
Let's do it. It's quite a long flight.
Everywhere's
it's
a long
not an
flight.
Easy place to get to.
Isn't it?
You're just guessing. Yeah. Get on a plane at Lanza, doesn't it?
I say you're getting probably from like LA or New York straight in one shot.
What? LA to Cape Town, no chance.
I was looking when I was at the airport and there was a flight going to the Philippines or Singapore direct. It's like a 17 hour flight.
I think that's about as far as you can go, about 17, 18
before
hours
before the plane runs out of petrol.
Well, it's just no way you can go any longer.
Yeah.
So
well, I just like that would be miserable, a day on a plane.
You'd have to find, like, you'd have to break it up into like pieces. You'd be like, I've got to get through the first 4 hours. But then when you get through the first 4 hours, oh, there's only 12 and a half left. Oh, my God.
You just need to do drugs, wouldn't you? He got drunk at LAX before the flight to England. And I did what you said not to do, and I woke up with a hangover.
You'd wake up hungover.
Mid-flight.
You'd sober up. You could get drunk again.
Yeah.
Fall asleep. And then wake up with another hangover.
There's a baby crying.
What do you do to it?
I didn't blame it. I was crying as well. We were all crying. I looked at the little screen and it's like, yeah, 6 hours to go. Sweet.
So I had one flight where I was in a bad shape and the person next to me had the moving map the entire flight.
No, that's okay.
What are you doing?
If you're listening to this and you do that, there's etiquette.
Yep.
This is plain etiquette. Turn the map off.
Moving map should not be turned on until about 2 hours before you land.
And close the fucking blinds.
Close the blinds.
Close the blinds. Yeah, not fucking know. Child. Once you're up in the clouds, yeah. I get it when you land, then we're taking off, you get a bit of a view. You're 30,000 feet up. Close the fucking blinds.
Wow, that's riled you up.
No, there's the bloke, one of the blokes sat next to me, and I gave him a nudge. I was like, shut the bye, mate. He's like, I want to see the view. Like, fuck
no,
you.
No, he didn't tell you that.
Yeah, fuck off. My head's caning.
And what
did
you do? Sit there with the lights on?
Oh, I just told him, fuck off. I'm about to sleep.
Should have turned the heat up on your fan and point it at him. Yeah. Sweat him out.
I'm just going to get drunk and be obnoxious then.
One flight I had, it was almost like a tint. You could tint the windows. There was a button.
So BA on the flight over, BA, the new Dreamliner.
It's not a,
they tint by themselves.
Yeah, it tints.
As it going through the night, they go that's pretty sick,
and then they kind of wake you up as the sun comes up. They kind of like slowly,
it's quite refreshing,
light up. It's interesting.
And there was a Scotsman doing the announcements and no one could understand what he was saying. Yeah, it's quite interesting.
So I was going to do more Scottish then, but
no,
didn't really know what to say.
Give it up. He's your best friend Scottish, isn't he?
Yeah,
you should be able to do a decent
he called me today. I didn't call him back. Bad friend.
Yeah, that's not very nice.
Not great.
You are a bad friend. Yeah. Should we go back to football?
Yeah,
if we just keep talking about fucking travel.
Guys, welcome to the travel show.
I was in Chicago. That's a cold place.
Oh, Chicago's freezing.
That's the coldest place I've ever been in my life.
I actually would agree with that. So when I was there years ago for a convention, you got outside, the wind factor was what killed it.
It was windy and snowing sideways and it's grim. It's really, like really grey and you're on the water. It's horrible.
They dyed it green, didn't they? St. Patrick's Day.
I've never seen anything like the antics of that place. So I'm sleeping. We had a late night the night before, and I get awoken about 7:38 a.m. to horns, megaphones, screaming. I'm like, what, is there a riot or something? Open the window, and it's because they were starting to dye the river green. Ooh. The streets were full of people. I'm
watching
like,
them dye
green. Yeah, but they were partying. Like, it was a, there was good a time. Rave going on in this tent outside. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? I thought it'd be like a little parade and, you know, here good. We go. Nah, yeah, they were going... I enjoyed it. It's a cool city, but it's, I can't take the cold. I hate going out in the cold.
Cold's not fun.
And it was raining, and then it was snowing, it was raining and snowing.
Do you know what I hate about going out in places that are cold?
Mm.
You've got to wear a coat. But then when you get inside somewhere,
it's roasting.
You've got to put a coat in the coat room.
Yeah,
coat room? What's it called?
Yeah, coat room. Coat
closet or whatever.
Coat check.
Yeah, and then you lose your ticket, now you've lost your coat.
Mm.
Or you get home and you've forgotten your coat.
Yeah.
Yeah, nobody wants to lose a coat.
No, definitely not. So, definitely a cool city. The St. Patrick's Day thing was crazy, but I would only go there and again in the summer.
Yeah.
It's too cold.
I agree with that. I
can't handle it. Back to football. Arsenal.
Still chugging along.
Chugging along. I love it. You said, they'll only take it serious till after 12 games. There's only like 10 games to go now, left. And they're still top of the league.
I still think they can't bottle it.
Last four games, they smashed Everton 4-0.
As they should.
Bournemouth, they snuck past. 97th minute.
That's the sort of dirty stuff. Mm. Like, that 98th minute, when there was only 6 minutes added on.
You need
of course you need it, but it's criminal. Criminal.
You need it to win the league, though.
But they're not going to win the league.
A little draw in Portugal in between all that, and they smashed Fulham yesterday, Tom.
Was it 3-0, 4-0?
3-0.
So what have they got coming up? So they're currently... 5 points clear of City, who have just dismantled Red Bull.
Haaland
7-0.
Haaland scored 39 goals this season.
It's mental.
He scored 5.
39. He scored 5 to. That's ridiculous.
That's not right, is it?
But like, do you think Arsenal are looking over their shoulder thinking one slip? Because they've got to play each other.
I can't think who said it to me over the last couple of weeks that said City would be a better team without Haaland in it. I was like, get the fuck away from me.
Sounds like the sort of thing I'd say.
It sounds like something you'd say. I was like, are you friends with Tom Hurdle? Because that's the bullshit he comes up with. Oh, 39 dear. Goals already this season.
It's scandalous. He scored something like 34 Champions League
31
in like 24 games or 25 games in the Champions League.
Yeah, Rooney scored 30 in 65.
It's wild.
And he's just overtaken Rooney for 31. So next they've got Sporting and the Europa tomorrow.
And then they've got Palace.
Palace, who they'll dick. Then they've got Leeds at home, who they'll dick.
No.
And then they've got a tricky cup. Well, Liverpool. They're going to win the league.
They're not going to win the league. Why are you saying that?
I just look at that run. I think they'll win the league.
So then they have Liverpool. I think Liverpool do them at Liverpool. And then they've got to play City, right?
Got West Ham. Southampton at home, who will be... They don't look like they're going to slip, Tom.
When do they play City?
They play City April 26th. And then they play Arsenal the week after. Or 3 days after.
But no, they'll play Arsenal 3 days
later. Excuse me, Chelsea, sorry.
I'm telling you. They drop one. I don't think City lose another game this season. I don't think City lose again. I'm telling you, they've got that kind of eye right now. Ruthless.
You're just hoping, aren't you?
Of course I am. Begging,
I hope
praying.
Arsenal win it.
Got everything crossed.
I hope Arsenal
win. They won't win it. They can't win it. Please don't let
imagine
them
Arsenal.
Please don't let
Arsenal
them
won the league last, I think, 04.
Yeah,
and Spurs. So they don't win it for so long, like 18 years.
Yeah.
And then they win it again before Spurs have even come close to winning it.
Die. What a little laugh. That's true pleasure.
I just like to see the pain on your face. It's so funny.
I genuinely believe they will drop one and they will also lose to City and they'll lose the league by a point.
Well, and City the goal difference isn't so far away. It's 5-goal spread.
Yeah, but it'll be bigger than that by the time the end of the season.
So talk to us. You said you're giving up on Spurs. Why are you giving up on Spurs?
Because Conte's given up on Spurs.
He's not even bothered showing up, is he?
He's been in Italy, injured, recovering.
Friend of the show and Spurs fan, Matt Isaacson, had the same surgery 3 days before Conte, and he's back playing football. he's back playing football, and Conte's still out injured with the same injury.
Well, Conte's come back, but his first game back.
Is that not a dumb fancy this?
After the game, he's come out and he's... But he said, well, you know, maybe I'll get the sack. Like, he just doesn't care.
So going back as far as I can remember, let's go just in March, the Sheffield United game was bad because they've got a good result before that, right? A few days before they've beaten...
No, we lost right before Sheffield United game.
No, you beat Chelsea the game before that. You beat West Ham, you beat Chelsea, and then you play Sheffield United. So you got two good wins against local rivals. Sheffield United, Kane starts on the bench. Why aren't Spurs going to win the FA Cup?
Because we don't want to win anything.
Don't want trophies, do you?
Anti-trophy.
So we get done off them,
which is pathetic. And then who did we have next?
Got beat off Wolves 1-0.
Got beat off Wolves, which is also pathetic. And then what else?
Knocked off AC Milan 0-0 at home.
Pathetic.
And then you beat Forest 3-1.
Big win. And then we lost to Milan. No, the 0-0 draw with Milan.
Yeah,
0-0. Knocked us out.
Hmm.
But the best part was, Romero gets sent off, centre back, and we brought on another centre back. We took off. You needed a bloody goal.
Yep. No, no, no.
And you take off a centre, take off a striker and bring on a centre back.
That's a good healthy 0-0 draw against AC Milan.
What an absolute diabolical move.
It's bad, isn't it?
You should be sacked for that
immediately.
Like, yeah, literally. Don't even just leave.
Ooh, Southampton away on Saturday.
Nightmare of a game.
That's a nightmare of a game.
Listen, I'm not excited about Spurs playing anyone, but I do still think we'll get top four because we're just scum.
Which is mental to think about.
We'll just scab our way into the top four. We'll pick up dirty points here and there, play terrible, and everyone will go, well, we've still got the Champions League.
So right now you're on 48. Newcastle are behind you on 44, but they've got two games in hand.
Yeah, Newcastle have fallen off.
They've fallen off big time.
Yeah.
Like, they had a great first half of the season, and they've fallen off. So the last, well, they beat Wolves on Sunday with a late goal, but Newcastle definitely slipped. I still think it'll be Liverpool.
No.
They're only 6 points off you with...
Yeah, couple games in hand.
No, no, just one game in hand. Have you got to play them?
Probably.
No, I don't think so.
But either way, we're knackered.
Yeah, you've got to go to Anfield.
Of course.
So what else going on in the world of football?
Bottom of the league. Who's down there?
Southampton are bottom on 22. It's very, very tight.
It's crazy tight.
Leeds are on 23. Bournemouth are on 24. West Ham 24. Leicester 24. Everton 25. And Forest are on 26.
It's wild.
So that swing can change.
Who's above Forest? Okay.
Wolves on 27.
They're still in it.
Palace on 27th and 12th.
Still in it.
And then above that is Villa on 35.
So those are the bottom.
The bottom eight teams.
The bottom eight are all could at go risk. Down.
And Crystal Palace are the first team in Premier League history to not have a shot on target in three games.
Spurs came close to that about a couple months ago.
A shot on target. That's embarrassing.
Three whole games of football.
That's rotten.
Patrick Vieira should be getting binned for that. That's an automatic firing as well.
He's staying up. Vieira's a genius.
No, yeah. You know, we're going to stay up. We're not going to shoot.
Give him the Spurs job. I see FIFA announced a new format for the World Cup as well. 106 games will be played at the 2026 World Cup.
That's far too many.
48 teams, I think.
Why?
It's stupid, isn't it?
Why? It makes the first week or two of the tournament completely irrelevant.
It's going to be shit.
No one's going to pay attention to it.
No, it'll be rubbish.
Oh, England should get through. And all the top countries are going to get through, so what's the point?
So it's going to be, it's like you're watching...
It's better when you have...
Estonia against Brazil for the first few games.
You want to see teams get knocked out in the early rounds. Like, look what just happened now. We had Morocco in a semi-final of a World Cup.
Hmm.
You know, because of some upsets. Like, I don't know.
It's not great, is it?
Not feeling it.
Is there anything else in the world of football that you want to discuss?
I'm sure there's loads. It's been a while, but...
It's been 3 weeks. We forgot what to talk about.
Yeah, it's been a good show, so probably just wrap it up now.
Champions League is back, as you just said there, but I don't really talk about it because I hate the Champions League.
Yeah, my Spurs are out.
It's
now,
shit. So. Like, you're in the round of 16 and teams are getting beat 6-0, 5-0.
7-0 today.
Was it City finished 7-0?
City finished 7-0.
That's what I mean. Like, you're talking about a premier fucking tournament and a team's getting beat 7-0.
That's how good City are.
Man United just got beat 7-0. We're not in the Champions League, though, are we?
And you won't be.
No, smashing Betis. We're going into the quarters of Europa.
You're going to win. I think you're in Europa.
Yeah. Next. Well, Arsenal in there as well.
I think you win Europa.
Next stop, Budapest.
Could you see Arsenal going trophyless this year?
No.
I can.
I can see them in the Premier League, though.
No, I don't win the Prem.
Not going trophyless.
Mate, I'm going to have to go off because this ghost is now about to become real.
This has been a healthy obsession. Tommy needs to run off for a Tom Tit. This has been a healthy obsession sponsored by smallgoalsoccer.com. If you are listening and you've got a football team in America somewhere, the Phoenix Invitational is April 14th and 15th. That's an 11-a-side tournament. Kids, if you've got children.
We've got some kids' tournaments coming up.
We've got kids' tournaments.
Big camp.
Big soccer camp up in Northern Arizona.
Get involved. We cover all the bases.
Team USA is going to Germany. Tom's not happy about.
Got a bit of FOMO.
Don't want to talk about it.
Ex-Gaffer.
If United gets to Europa League final, I'm going to Budapest and then Germany. It's only 2 days before the tournament starts.
Behave.
It's written in the wind.
Just turn it off.
Thanks, everyone. We hope you enjoyed us being back. We'll be back every week. We're not having a week off the rest of the year.
No weeks off.
No weeks off for the rest of the year.
We'll talk to HR about that.
Actually, we'll be in Germany for 2 days. We'll have to Zoom it.
I'll also be at camp.
Sweet.
Bye-bye.